A large amount of microplastic particles and pollutants have been found in air and snow flow samples in the Arctic Circle, the German and Swiss Alps. Researchers at the Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research have identified smaller particles becoming airborne as the key factor of this global spread. Dr. Thartha Palaswamy is a senior research fellow at the University of Newcastle's Global Centre for Environmental Remediation. He spoke to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin about the research.
These particles are everywhere, and the industrial activities, everything, it's caused the issue. And being it's lightweight, so it's transported to, you know, pole to pole. So it can go anywhere you like. So there is no place in the earth is without microplastics. Because that's the nature of this tiny plastic particle. It can absorb chemicals, so which is chemical, even biological contaminants like pathogens. Because of lightweight, it does travels with the wind speed and direction. So that's why it is common to find even in the snow region.
How does this happen exactly?
So the microplastics, there are two types. One is primary microplastic, which is produced intentionally in small size. And there's a secondary microplastic, which is breakdown product of larger, like water bottles and coffee cups. The plastic generally, it is very lightweight. Some of the plastic even lighter than water. So in the water, it tend to float at the start, but wherever it's not the same for long-term transport. So sometimes the density is changed when it is in the water and air column. So some of the particles, over the time, it will sink in the bottom of the ocean. And in the air, I haven't seen any study reporting whether it's going to continuously carry it away to long distance. In principle, it does, but there are environmental factors that can change its density. So it can deposit into local freshwater system also, and it can get mixed with precipitation such as rainfall and snow. So it depends on the environmental factors, how far it travels.
Could this pose a serious health risk for humans, especially if they are consuming seafood and other meat products?
Potentially, but we haven't got any proof because microplastic is an emerging contaminant. And except Europe, around the world, there is no funding support for detailed research so far. It's just an emerging issue. But based results from the parallel fields, such as plastic-related chemicals and nanoparticles and dust samples, plastic itself is demonstrating it could be another danger. So there is a potential danger on toxicity, but we haven't reached that stage to declare, yes, this is going to cause this issue.
What do you think that the plastic industry and even governments throughout the world should be doing to address this issue?
It has to come from all directions, not just government or industry. Mainly number one thing is behavioral change. So plastic waste has to start from reduction, which means reduce the use of plastic, any type of plastic, reduce it, unless it's absolutely necessary. And then government policies should direct, the industries who are producing or discharging, they should be accountable for managing it. And they should also invest on new innovative plastic alternate materials. And these are the way forward. But currently, I don't think any of these action being taken. But it's more on campaign mode. It's not on scientific or policy mode in our countries. And banning beads or banning single-use plastic is just tip of the iceberg.
Dr. Thartha Palaswamy from the University of Newcastle, ending that conversation with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.